Wes, those are two outstanding kids you got right there.
They make my job a whole lot easier than what it can be.
Have you tried to figure out how to get them enrolled at Jonesboro?
I better not even go there. Lance Taylor, if you're listening, I had nothing to do with that question. Okay?
Lance, and hey, he didn't write it down. It just popped out of my head. Not
Trey's
of my
in
mouth.
A pink
I'm
shirt,
sorry.
By the way, for everybody listening.
Real men wear pink.
Uh-huh.
That's salmon. What are you talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, it's salmon colored. It is. It's got little gray stripes, salmon colored. What's been going on this summer?
Quite a bit of basketball. I mean, honestly, your state finals ended the second week of March, and a lot of the AAU programs started that Sunday after that Saturday night. I don't know who played that last game. I can't remember. But on that Sunday, the very next day, a lot of teams started then. We actually waited 2 weeks before we got our guys back together.
Let them relax for a little bit.
Absolutely.
And I don't know if they have with their end-of-the-year tests and stuff, when actually that
It actually kicks off. It actually goes in April.
Okay, so yeah,
you're having to do some benchmark exams, things, end-of-course tests and stuff like that are going on almost all of April.
Yeah.
I know last year what was tough, but I'm sure this year had to be a little bit tougher to be so close to winning a state championship.
I thought we were going to talk about the Wings today, but I sure appreciate you.
We're going to.
Get me down like that. Man, it's
the summertime, and we've got a long time.
Yeah, I got you. You're talking about the Jonesboro Little Rock Hall game this year, and it was my toughest night ever in sports. That's why I've told you it was my toughest night because we get so close to our kids, and, I mean, we do. Those seniors this year, they came to me at the end of March, my first year. After their ninth grade year, we transitioned our ninth graders over to the high school, both football and basketball, and get them going. And so they transitioned after I'd been at Jonesboro like 6 months. And they've been with me every step of the way since
first
then.
First group, yeah.
And
this
is my fourth year there.
That's your first group to
And that crew had no superstars in it, but they were really good basketball players. You know, our superstars were our underclassmen this year. And you're going to watch one of them here in a minute, Marquise Pointer. But our seniors were just, I mean, they're there every day. They're not scared of anything. They've just gone through so much. And for us to lose in double overtime the year before to Little Rock Parkview, in a game where we have a two-point lead under 10 seconds to go, they shoot an air ball. If it hits the rim, we get the rebound and win the game. It's an air ball just out of the blue, and it allows them to grab the ball and throw something up and send it double overtime. To their credit, they win. They're not Little Rock Parkview because they don't want to win close games. But so you hurt, and it was tough. Because I lost a couple of seniors I was close to then. But this year was that group, like Matt said, that they were there from the time I stepped on the Jonesboro campus until, March 9th, whatever that day was. And for them to lose that way, when I thought they had done a lot of things right in the right way, And the only thing I could tell them in the locker room was when you do things the right way, you prepare, you're there every day, you have talent. All you're doing is giving yourself a chance to be successful. It's not guaranteed. And so hopefully somewhere down the line, I don't know if it's going to be in their marriage, I don't know if it's going to be in their job, but somewhere along the line they're going to face a really bad day. I mean a really bad day. And I hope they can look back and learn something from the game of basketball that particular day that gets them through that and to the next day.
And you hope as a coach that, and as for your players, I know my father was a coach and was able to coach me. And he said, if you give effort, I'm okay with the result.
Absolutely.
And that's what you want. And of course you want to win. It hurts you and you remember the loss. Like if you were to ask me about my career, I can tell you about the fumbles, the interceptions, whatever. And those are what, because
Man,
they hurt
I can
you.
Tell you, about you
know?
Those.
Yeah. You know, that hurts you. But when you do good, it's like, that's what you expect. That's Absolutely. What you work for. But you kind of the downsides or whatever, but you got to give that effort, and that's what you want out of your players.
And that's why it was hard, because I had seen the effort. They had done things right. And so when they were in there showing that emotion after the game, it was real, and that's what was hard.
Well, it was the defensive game plan to shut Hall down and to keep Portis down that I thought was masterful. And I said it on the broadcast too that night. This is the best defensive performance that we've seen against the Little Rock Hall team. And if it wasn't for that one just freakish shot, Jonesboro's a state champion right now.
And that's what I told him. Like, we played well enough to win. We just didn't make enough shots. And their defense was good. Let's give Little Rock Hall's defense credit, too. A lot of it is Portis's presence around the rim that forced probably some misses. But we missed just a ton of shots that we normally make. And that's just the way it goes. I was proud of our guys defensively, but we let luck come into it. And that's part of basketball. That's why there's 8,300 people there. You know, there's probably 1,000 that were close. There were 7,300 just came to watch a good game. And you don't know what's going to happen. And that's what makes sports exciting.
And they wanted to be there, and it was probably that and North Little Rock, the two best games of the weekend by far. And there were a lot of good games, but those were two of the best. Wes, stick around. We want to talk AAU hoops. We want to talk about the summer, the grind, and for you, obviously, a high school coach and why you do the AAU stuff. I want to get into that with you as well. It's Overtime on the Buzz Radio Network. Back with more from Pulaski Academy High School, Hug Gymnasium. Little hoops action going on out here. Stop by if you have time. It's free to get in. Watch some outstanding talent on the floor.
This is SportsCenter.
The Dwight Howard free agency sweepstakes is in full swing as Howard has met with Houston and Atlanta as well as Golden State yesterday. Today down
1037 or 1-800-477-1037 anywhere in the state. Now back with more of OT with Jones and Schaap.
Welcome back to Overtime. Matt Jones, Trey Schaap, along with the Freak of Joe Franklin. The convenience of the Corner Bank branch isn't always convenient when you just want to hang out in your pajamas with the family. First Arkansas Bank and Trust offers the most convenient way to bank on your own terms and at the time that fits your schedule. We offer free online banking, free mobile banking, and the largest network of ATMs in the world at your fingertips with a pure checking account. The bottom line is that First Arkansas Bank and Trust is still doing exactly what it does best, offering you solutions to fit your life, pure and simple. First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC, out at Pulaski Academy, joined by Wes Swift, the coach of the Jonesboro Hurricane, and also a summer Wings basketball coach, and Marcus Monk, former Razorback football and basketball player as well. Wes, let's talk about his brother first off, Malik, who we just talked to. How the potential for him.
I have to be careful talk around Marcus because Marcus is like Malik's guy that Chase tries to keep him grounded because, you know, like you said, I heard y'all talking to Malik earlier about
how young is too young to recruit and do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Marcus has been through all that, and so he's really trying to and he'll explain this better, but he's really trying to make sure that Malik enjoys this whole process and doesn't get caught up in the stuff that can really drag a kid down. You know, you're going to watch him play. I heard y'all talking about, hey, we can't wait for this 3 o'clock game. And he's one of the guys you really want to watch, and he's going to do some things out there that you go, you know, wow. But when it's all said and done, you got to remember the kid's 15 years old.
Right,
and what are our expectations of a 15-year-old? But he's got to understand that because he does have this given talent and he does work hard to keep improving, that people are going to want to talk to him and people are watching him, and he's got that role model, you know, idea from the little kids and things like that. And Marcus does a great job of explaining that to him and really preparing him for what's about to come so that nothing kind of shocks him. And that's kind of what I've seen from their relationship. It's really good.
And the one thing I do want to mention is we probably had the two best hands in the state in Anthony Lucas and Marcus Monk.
On the show today? Yeah.
You know, I mean, I would look out there. If he was double teamed, it didn't matter. If it was just two, I'm still going to Monk. Three, sometimes I might look the other way, but I was throwing it to Marcus for sure.
And Marcus, did he ever just knock your hand off with a pass?
I tell you, we was in Florida. I don't know if you remember this. It was right before halftime, and Coach Nutt was telling us just to clock it, but we were down. So he calls the huddle, right? We get in the huddle, and he looks at, I think it was the areas, and was like, you want to clock it? Everybody was like, nah. So you drew up one in your hand, and we ran it. And
Coach got to try to score.
Yeah. Coach was like, what you doing? I'm like, Matt Carter, we ran it.
Did it work?
I don't know if we scored.
Yeah, we didn't score, but it was better than clocking it.
That was one of the hottest games that we had, and I do remember we were playing Tulsa. I don't know if that was maybe I was a junior that year. Tulsa lined up wrong. They put an extra guy. We ran that read option play, and Coach Nuss like, timeout. I'm like, no. Ran the play, and that one worked. But, yeah, sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't.
Right.
Okay, so, Coach, my question for you is, if Malik's on the court and you call something.
You know, I was just sitting here thinking that, Matt, for any of the little kids listening to Matt right now, he was just kidding.
And he wants to do something else that they talk about. I mean, after a timeout or something, they come off the court and say, hey, what Coach Swift just told us in there. Guys, no, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this, 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 and this. And then, boom, what do you do when they come over?
we're going to get their attention so that that doesn't happen. But you know what? You know, the way I coach is we want to do a majority of our coaching in our skill development, in our practices, and then we want to give our kids a lot of freedom on the floor. We don't want our athletes out there thinking too much, you know, and really worried about making some crazy mistake. If they make a mistake, I just want them to get back and play defense. That's it.
The worst thing when you're playing – I don't know, you can answer this, Marcus, too, but the worst thing for me when I was playing basketball was when you made a mistake and that buzzer sounded in the next 4 or 5 seconds and you thought you were coming out, you can't play good that way. You know, maybe then in a minute you take them out or something, but when that buzzer sounds and it kind of routine, I don't think you get the most out of your players like what you were saying.
There's no doubt. And, again, there's certain players that you kind of want that thought in the back of their head. And then there's certain players, which are usually your better players, that you don't want that anywhere around.
They need you want them confident out there.
That's right. There's certain players that we call role players, and we do want them cognizant of exactly what the coaches expect. You know, but with people like Malik, he's going to have some freedom on the floor. He's going to have the ability to make a mistake and continue to play through it. And as long as he does that, he's fine. Where he'll get himself and everybody gets himself into trouble is when they start compounding mistakes because they get their head down.
And lack of effort, you know, that's one thing. As long as they're giving effort, and we talked about that earlier.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wes, you coached throughout the season, and now it's summertime, and some coaches would say, okay, let's take a little bit of a break. You're not that type of guy.
Well, you know, I don't do this all the time. You know, when I was at Lone Oak, I had several teams that we called second-tier wings-type teams, and we'd take some Lone Oak kids and some area kids, and we'd go play, and we'd end up playing Orlando in a national tournament and doing what we could do to try to get some kids seen. And so I did that some. But, you know, since I've been at Jonesboro, I really haven't coached a wings team. I help with the Kyle Madden, Hunter Mickelson, Aaron Ross group. I came in after the spring session. I didn't coach in April and May. Mm-hmm. There were some issues there. And Coach Crawford called Raymond Cooper and myself and asked us if we would come in and help in the July period. And we came in, and that group was really good. And we ended up winning a national championship, so that was fun. But that was only, like, July. You know, I came in the last week of June and went through July, so that wasn't bad. But other than that, of my 4 years in Jonesboro, I really haven't done this. Usually I'm just working every day with my Jonesboro kids, you know, they're at school planning team camps and things like that. So this is really the first time I've done this in about 4 years.
This team this year, the potential that they have, how far can they go? Can they win a national championship this summer?
Well, the way you phrase your question, absolutely. Your question was, can they win? Absolutely. But, you know, there's probably
– well, I don't want to say will they because
– I understand. No, I appreciate it. But I'm just – but there's probably 8 to 10 teams, you know, in the country that all have legitimate chances to win depending on how they – first of all, the effort's got to be there. You know, the focus has to be there. You got to make shots. And then you got to get a little bit lucky. In a quarterfinal, semifinal, final, get somewhere in there, you're probably going to – play one of those games that's not your best game, and something's got to go right. That ball's got to bounce the right way. A role player's got to come up and play really well,
get
maybe for a 3 or 4 minute session of the game, and then all of a sudden you win that one, and it kind of pulls you through.
You're exactly right. Every coach that's ever had success and won championships, that's what they'll tell you. You got to get lucky somewhere down, and you just have to. It has to go your way a little bit.
Well, you know, excuse me, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I'll going back to the Jonesboro deal, you know, the two losses back-to-back, double overtime, and then a 3 at the buzzer this year, and that's what I told our guys. I said, you're doing everything right. Everything's in place. It wasn't a lack of focus. We just haven't been lucky yet. Just stay the course, and it's all going to come around.
Marcus, for you, seeing Malik go through as a brother, how does that make you feel to see him have the success that he's having on the court?
It's way different from when I played. So at times it can get a bit scary from my standpoint because people forget that he's 15 and just the social networks, you know, as soon as he does something, it's on YouTube or whatever. And I just try to make sure he understands that when he walks in the gym, he may not know it, but eyes are on him. When he's on the court, they're checking his body language. So those type of things is where the coaches – when we go and play, they know you can play. They're not seeing, can you do this or do that? They're trying to see, are you talking on the court? Are you a leader? Your attitude, that's the things that we're working on now.
And I wanted to ask you that a little bit as far as how vocal do you want your guys on the court? Because every good team you see, especially at this level, they're talking on the defensive end, and they're being vocal Is your team vocal out there?
Not near what we want. I mean, I'm being honest.
No, yeah,
but I mean, Marcus knows how important it is, and a lot of people don't. You know, I don't know what people remember about Marcus. I know most people are going to remember that he was a Razorback. But I knew him when he was at East Poinsett County. When I was at Lone Oak, we played them twice. We got lucky his junior year and beat him in a semifinal game. And then they didn't like that very much. And the next year, they just beat the living for Jesus out of us in like the quarterfinals of the state tournament on their way to a state championship his senior year. But this is what I've told people about Marcus, even before he and I knew each other. And this is what I respect about him. I knew how good he was. Yada, yada, yada. I knew that he was like a valedictorian type of kid in the classrooms. All that impressed me. But I'll never forget there was a key point in the time when he came out of our game in that semifinal game his junior year, which we actually won. I don't know if he got in foul trouble. I can't remember what he came out. I just happened to look down on the other end of the bench, and he is standing up. He has got a towel in his hand, and he is waving it, trying to get his teammates to play harder, to come on, to stay in the game, give ourselves a chance. And I'll never forget that about Marcus. And you know, you just heard him talk about all the good attributes that we want great players to have. And, by the way, I don't know if I can coach a lick, but I choose my help wisely.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, I mean, and these kids can relate to him. But back to the communication on the floor, as long as they're saying the right things, we don't want the negative communication.
Right,
as long
right.
as the communication is positive, I don't know that there can be enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's almost like shooting the basketball. Well, he's a great shooter. Well, he gets in the gym, he could be better. Well, if this person's a great communicator, there's something that he can do to even be a better communicator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's, you know, you see guys like, I kind of compare him to the goalie of a soccer team, but you got Joakim Noah that's very vocal. Kevin Garnett, you know, I don't know if y'all tell them to look at these players and watch what they do, because that's the goal. Yeah. I mean, you want to go to the next level. When freshmen come in at the University of Arkansas, 90% of them think they're going to the next level. Then about the time they're junior seniors, 10% of them think they're going, you know, because you kind of know, you realize. But the goal right now is to go to the next level.
Mm-hmm. I like what you said about Marcus. A lot of people remember him as a Razorback, and you remember what he did to you in a game. I remember him as a Razorback, but I also remember what he did when he was in high school, and he played over at Alltel Arena in a Martin Luther King Jr. Day game over there, and he hits almost – it wasn't three-quarter, it was just – shy of half court, or maybe just over half court, but a shot at the buzzer for East Poinsett County is what I remember about Marcus.
And I'll tell you, Marcus, and being around him, I was around him for a short time, top three or five. We talk about Bashil Shabazz being the best athlete. Marcus is a top five athlete to come through the state.
Definitely.
Just hands down. He could do it all, whatever it was. And the thing I liked about Mark, he's a team player, unselfish, great leader. I mean, he's the total package.
And I also remember a play over at Ole Miss, Vaught Hemingway Stadium. I think you and Casey Dick got together on a play and changed it up a little bit.
Yeah. Going across the middle, right?
Yep. I think so. Yeah. For a touchdown. Hey, Wes, thanks so much
Absolutely.
For your time.
Thank you guys
Appreciate
being here.